You ever use Google Maps, the Street View?
I do not.
Really?
No.
When I first applied for the gig up here and got some interest, you know, I went on Google Maps, the Street View, and was looking around Wausau. I was checking out the 400 block and looking around downtown and scoping the place out before. It's a great way to get an idea of what the place looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using Google Maps, you can do the Street View and get an idea of what the area it is that you're looking for. What does the building look for? The business look? What does it look like? So you got a landmark.
You're looking in people's backyards for somebody sunbathing, right?
No. You want to go on Google Maps or Google or whatever and look at the street view of your house. It's really creepy to see your car sitting in your driveway in a picture of your house. It's kind of cool. Have you ever seen the Google Maps car driving around taking the photos?
I have not.
Really?
No.
All right. It's really interesting. Some of the people that have seen it happen, they've been doing this for years. Some people get the idea, hey, let's do something weird or unusual in front of this photo, and we'll be seen by all these people doing this, the search.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. A couple guys in Edinburgh, Scotland had that idea. 56-year-old Dan Thompson, who owns a car repair shop, and 31-year-old Gary Carey, one of the mechanics, they were outside their shop August of 2012 when they saw the Google Maps car rolling up the street.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought it would be funny to stage a fake murder in front of the car.
Oh, yeah.
And they did.
Okay.
Dan got down on the ground, pretended to be dead. Gary stood over him with an axe handle. The car went by, took the photos, and then, of course, they forgot all about it.
Uh-huh. Until the authorities paid them a visit.
Google eventually updated their Edinburgh maps with these photos, and someone spotted it, freaked out, called the cops. Police showed up, Dan's repair shop, to investigate the murder. They talked with everybody. They found out it was just a joke. No charges were filed. You can still see it, the fake murder, on Google if you go look at it.
Because they haven't updated that street since then.
I found one the other day, a month or so ago, where the internet blew up. And they said, oh, my God, I see somebody dumping a body on Google Maps, and it's here.
Uh-huh.
Well, you go take a look, and it's not. It's somebody pulling on their dog. They're on a dock in the middle of nowhere, and apparently the dog doesn't want to leave, so they're trying to pull the dog and say, come on. And it, you know, you could mistake it for trying to dump a body.
If you had a really devious frame of mind.
Well, if you didn't know any better. Okay. You know,
I can see on Google Maps my house before it was painted.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah,
Is it cool that everything is viewable at this point in time?
Do you have
no privacy at all, even in your own backyard?
By the way, I looked at your house, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wear the mankini.
Okay.
Not even in your backyard.
All right.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm.
Too many mosquitoes now.
Mm.
All right, we have a stumper question for you today. 715-845-2155, the number to call. Remember, you can only win once every 30 days. Here's your question today.
Mm.
Sylvan Goldman is credited with inventing something that we use on a pretty regular basis, maybe at least once every couple of weeks.
Soap.
No. And this invention made its debut on this date in 1937.
New underwear.
No.
Oh.
Sylvan Goldman invented something that we use on a semi-regular basis, and it made its appearance on this date in 1937. What would it be?
715-845-2155. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
The toaster.
It's not the toaster.
No, the toaster. I use the toaster more than once a week. I'm sorry.
This would be some people maybe don't only use this once every couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Once a week, once every couple of weeks could be.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Is it a item that is electronic in nature?
It is not.
Mm, so it's old school.
And it's not an item that you would use in your home either.
Mm,
it is an item you would use somewhere else.
You use it outside of the home. And when was this done?
1937.
1937.
It's also an item that you don't buy, you only use.
Mm.
Does that help? That should help.
Can you rent it?
No, not really.
Has this item been featured in any major motion pictures?
I would imagine it has, although I can't remember the movie you're referencing, but I would imagine it has.
Animal House.
Oh, for God's sake, yes, it has. Oh, bro. brother. Yeah, probably the most famous seed ever using this particular item.
I have no idea. Why am I clueless on this? I don't know what you guys are getting at.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Gasoline pump.
No, it's not a gasoline pump.
No.
Bing bong. Stop it. Now you're really giving it away.
715-845-2155. You can't have won anything in the last 30 days. We're going to give you like 10 seconds to call, and then we're going to call it. But yes, I can only think that that's the only movie I think of that
I'm sure there are others, maybe. Yeah,
probably so.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Shopping cart.
Yeah, it's a shopping cart. Yeah.
Did I give it away?
Sylvan, you probably did. Sylvan Goldman.
I figured it out. I just didn't get through.
Nice. Okay.
Sylvan Goldman is the founder of the Piggly Wiggly supermarket chain in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and credited with the invention of the shopping cart, which made its appearance on this date in 1937.